But this is, May 6th, May 7th, 1987. And we're talking to Evelyn
Hartigan.
Reed Bauer Hartigan. What was your middle name? Evelyn
Stevens.
Evelyn Stevens Reed Bauer Hartigan. Oh, that was your mother's name.
Well, no, she was a Hall. I don't know. I guess it was my grandmother's.
Oh, your grandmother's.
And then she married Stevens in the end. Her second husband was Stephen.
Yeah.
Bud Stevens, his brother.
Oh.
You remember Bud Stevens from town?
No, I don't. No, that's before my time. Yeah.
No, I don't know where it did come from, unless it was my grandmother's maiden name. My mother's name is Hall.
Your mother's name was Hall?
Yeah, I'm related to the Halls
On Twin Lakes Road? Yeah, Olive Hall. And yeah. I don't know Olive's husband. What was Olive's husband's name?
George.
George. Now,
yeah,
so your mother was related to George Hall then?
Brother and sister.
Oh, I see.
One of the boys, I always called him Austin, but his name is George Austin, I found out.
Oh, uh-huh. One of the...
The one that makes the tents, you know.
Yes. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And he's on Cedar Lake Road.
Oh,
yeah. Well, Burton and George live across the street from each other on Cedar Lake Road.
Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. Is it R-E-A-D or R-E-E-D? Uh-huh. And Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, and Hartigan. And
is that radio well?
Well, I think it will catch up on here. Can I turn it off? Where is it?
It's on the washing machine there.
On the washing machine.
Watch out, I got my pail there. I didn't finish washing.
Yeah. Turn the wrong one.
No, top one.
Yeah.
Turn the bottom one by mistake.
Thank you. Now, that's Marion Bradley that told me you were Reed. I didn't know that. I only know you from your Bauer days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she says that the Reed family farm was
water
where the Lake Aylard is now?
Yeah. That's the one they tore that and had parts of it in Yale.
That's your house? That's parts of it in Yale?
With the window and...
Oh.
I have never seen it myself, but they say it's not... quite the way it was, you know, but we never knew that window was there. It was on the stairway. It was all covered up with wallpaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the house had been redone, you mean?
Well, I mean,
rehabilitated somehow. They covered over the window?
Yeah, they covered it up. You know, it was just, it didn't do anything. It was just on the stairway as you went up the stairs.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I don't know what because I never saw it uncovered.
Oh, when they dismantled the house, you didn't even see it then?
Well, no, of course, we moved away by that time, you know, we didn't.
So now that window is one of the exhibits at Yale.
I mean, they had reconstructed some of the rooms.
Right. Well, were those reconstructed rooms from your house, too?
Yeah, that's what I say. It's supposed to be, but they say it's not.
I thought maybe it's just the wall, but the reconstructed room was...
I really don't know. I've never seen it, but I mean, some of my sisters have been...
You didn't care to go see it?
I just never got to it. I guess I would like to.
Oh, I should think that would be kind of nice to see. But your sisters went to see it.
Oh, yes, I'm
in
the family.
Yeah. Well, how many sisters do you have?
Well, there's only three living and three dead.
Yeah. Is that how big the family
Seven
was?
Seven girls.
Seven girls. Uh-huh. What's their names?
Oh, Mildred. Marion, myself, and Francis, Nellie, and Irma. Does that make seven or six?
Francis?
Oh, Bernice came after me.
B-E-R-N-I-C-E?
In fact, she came before me, yeah.
Before you?
Yeah. But she's passed away.
Mildred, Marion, Bernice, Evelyn, Francis.
Nellie and Irma.
Nellie. And Irma. And which three are still living? You, obviously.
And the three younger ones.
Francis, Nellie, and Irma. Do they live around someplace?
No. Oh, well, Irma was married to D. Francis, so up on Alfred Road.
Oh.
She's about 20 years younger than I am.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Nellie has moved to Florida. She had spondylitis. She's deaf.
Oh.
And Francis lives in Virginia Beach.
Oh, uh-huh. So you're the only one that's still...
Irma's up. I mean, Irma's here, but she's...
Yeah. Well, you and Irma, yeah. And what were your parents' name?
Henry and Edith.
Henry and you think maybe Edith's maiden name was, you say that was Hall.
Hall, yeah.
And she was George Hall's sister. Henry and Edith Reed, R-E-A-D. How long were they North Branford people? Did your father have roots here?
I don't know. My mother, I guess, lived in North Gilbert, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
But my father, the story was that his parents left Canada and ran away and came here.
Oh.
So I don't know whether he's supposed to be French Canadian or what.
Oh, I see.
So we never had no relatives. There wasn't Aunt Jenny in New York, but we... Mm. As we kids, we remember sometimes the presents she sent.
Mm-hmm.
When she died, we went down there, but they wouldn't let us in the flat.
Oh.
We thought that she would, he did have a brother too, but he went in the service and never in the Navy.
Yeah,
we never saw much of him, you know.
Yeah.
So no relatives on my family, my father's side.
Yeah. So did they establish the farm then, or did they buy an established farm?
I don't really know.
Oh. And where? Up in the Lake Gaylord property, would it have been?
I can't really. North Street. We would go up North Street. Up in that area somewhere, probably right where the dam part is. You know,
right where the dam.
Around that area, I would think, because we used to, when we came down to the center, we came down North Street.
Uh-huh.
I mean, down past where Harrison's lived, down that way.
Yeah.
So we lived up, you know, right. Center where the water is, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. You can't remember.
No, of course not. No. The water's all there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, how far of a walk it was to the center.
Oh, it was a fairly good walk.
Yeah.
How far would you say it is now from Harrison's down? Well, that's not too far. About twice as far as that, I think.
Well, twice as far would be the dam, I think. Yeah. So how old would you have been when this was happening? You were only a child then, right?
When the dam was put in?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, would you remember how your parents settled with the water company? I mean, did they take it by eminent domain, or did they...
Well, we didn't own the farm. We rented.
You rented.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So
and my father went in business with Ed Cole, who was a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Guilford.
That's where you went after you moved out of that house. Oh,
so
I see.
And then I stayed up here, went to school, lived with Marion and John, and went to school because I had my last year in high school, you know, and I couldn't see, you know.
Oh, that's when this whole thing was interrupted. I mean, your schooling would have been interrupted.
Yeah, so I stayed with them and went to...
Okay, Marion and John... Hardigan?
They live in where Mrs. Smith lives, upstairs there.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's where they lived when they were first married there. Of course, they had two kids, and so I used to help with the children.
Oh, they were already married, and I know Marion's maiden name, but I don't remember now what it was. Marion, she was a...
That's my heart.
You beat her maiden name.
It was my sister.
Oh, Marion was your sister.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you lived with your sister and her husband, and they had two children. And this was up over the Smith shop, the second floor of the Smith shop. Oh.
I don't know how to explain that. That cut off from Route 1 over to, what's that other road that goes down? Long Hill Road.
Notch Hill Road, you mean? Oh, you mean where your family moved to?
Yeah, there's two houses. One on the east side, and the Coles lived in the big place, and we lived on the other side of the street. And I don't know if we took any of our cattle there or not, but my mother had a riding horse. It was a fire. I don't know whether it was set or what happened, but we lost out, I think.
The horse was killed in the, in the fire.
So I don't know how many cattle we lost.
You don't remember about the cattle?
No, I imagine we took our cattle there. I don't know.
Yeah. What kind of business did your father go in with?
There was milk.
There were milk. Mm-hmm. Ed Cole?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school? Let's go back to when you were a little kid again. Where did you go to school?
I recall going to the center a few days, but not long. And then I was sent up to Beach Corner where Marion...
Uh-huh, where Marion Mutual lives.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from there, and then I went to commercial.
So Beach Corners wasn't all the way to eighth grade then?
Yes. Yeah. And there was four of us graduated.
Oh, who?
Clifford Harrison.
Oh.
Walter Snow, Isabel Hassey.
I don't know that name, Isabel.
Yeah.
I don't know the last name, Hassey.
H-A-S-S-E, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know too much about her. I mean, when we graduated, then she went down and she lived with Florence Bunnell. I mean, she was Florence Grosvenor.
Uh huh.
And went to school from there. Because she used to have long, beautiful long hair, but when she moved in with them,
they cut her hair off.
Well, I mean, you know, she was away from the old people. Her folks were the old, I think. Whether she was adopted or not, I don't know.
Oh.
But she had her hair cut. But where she went from there, I don't know.
But she did graduate eighth grade from
the
four of you and Evelyn. And then you went to commercial high school?
Yeah.
Wasn't that unusual?
Where would you go in those days?
Well, was that before the days of Brantford High School? Because
there was no transportation, I guess, to Brantford.
Oh.
My sisters went to Brantford. They drove a horse and wagon.
Your older sisters or your younger sisters?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
They used to pick up Lawyer Harrison sometimes, and man, he used to have to sit in his lap because it was only two seats.
Two seats. Oh. And so then they had to take care of the horse at school, too,
Well, I suppose
there
was a place that probably tied him up somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
But by that time, the trolley was running. It was easier to go to New Haven.
Oh, yes, sure. I see. So that's why you went to New Haven, on the trolley.
Yeah.
Where did you take the trolley? Where was the trolley stop from your...
At the firehouse there, somewhere. We were hanging in the firehouse up there by
The company won a firehouse.
I think that's so.
Yeah. That was hard to go to school in the winter, though.
Well, one time the thing didn't... I don't know whether the trolley... What happened to the trolley, but it was a bad snowstorm, and quite a few of us walked from Foxton home in a bad storm. That's the only time we ever had any trouble, I think. Of course, I remember there was an accident with the trolley up here one time, but I don't know too much about that. Florence Juniper will probably tell you more about that.
Yes, she has. Last year, a group of high school students did some interviews, and one of them interviewed Florence. So your parents are farmers. They have cattle. And they're living up North Street.
Yeah.
This is before the dam came.
Yeah.
And you and your sisters. Well, if you were a senior in high school when the dam came.
Well, I mean...
When they started.
Yeah.
Well, it took them years to build, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they probably started sometime before that, you know. Yeah. Then we... After the fire in Guilford, then they came back. I think they lived up where Querfeld lived.
Your parents came after the fire in Guilford?
Well, yeah, they got out of there, you know.
Oh, it wasn't just the barn that was on fire, the house burned too?
Yeah, but I don't know why he left that. You know, I can't remember why. But I know they came back to North Brantle and lived down here at Fowler's house for a while, and then they lived out in Queerfells, and we boarded some of the men that worked on the dam.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you can tell me something about that. The Queerfells house, is that the little house that's right across from Central Shopping Center?
Yeah, right there on that hill.
Yeah. And your parents lived there, and you went back to live with them again?
Well, probably in the summertime.
It's an awful small house. How could you board people in there?
Well, there's an upstairs, and then the kitchen and stuff is downstairs. It isn't all, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's not as small as it looks to be.
Yeah, it seems to me that the boarders lived upstairs.
I see, yeah.
And we lived on the second floor. Of course, the kitchen was down.
Yeah.
Because I've been in there since, you know, we had to bowl with Florence and... You know,
yeah.
So that's how I remember the downstairs is the big kitchen, and where they practically lived downstairs.
Yeah. You said they lived someplace else too, Fowler's house, which
down here. You know the big house, first one on the street on this side.
Oh, that was a Fowler house?
Yeah, that was Les Fowler.
You mean where McMillan's are?
Yeah, that was Les Fowler's.
Oh,
the brother of Ray.
I see.
That they built over, way over there. She wanted to see the sun rise instead of set or something.
Yeah.
Like the damn whole thing.
Yeah. And you then mean Mrs. Fowler.
Yeah.
And
then they went up to Vermont. They thought people lived longer up there or something.
Oh.
But when they came back, I don't think Les was all with it. You know.
Oh.
I think he was a
Les Fowler, and what was his wife's name?
Mary.
When you said about your parents boarding the men who worked on the dam, Andy Krista mentioned a store which I had never heard about, and Marion Bradley hadn't heard about it. She knows a lot about what happened in town. We were talking about the stores in the center of town there, the Beers store, the Loeber store. He said there was a store in the Schultz's house, or right next to the Schultz's house.
Maybe before they bought Beers out, because they ran Beers.
Schultz's in Beers, yeah in the Beers building, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe they had a little place in here, I don't know, they had a big family too, but there was his, hers, and theirs.
The Schultz's?
Yeah. So there was quite a number of them, I don't even know, you know, if some of them were really grown up and...
Well, he said that between the house and the river, there was a little building that they ran a store in, and they had a pool room in the back of the store, where the men who
that was Beers' place, I'm sure.
Beers had a pool hall in the back of their store.
And then I don't know that was when Schultz ran it, or when not when Beers ran it, but maybe when Schultz. I couldn't remember. John will tell you that.
Yeah.
The men used to gather there, but it wasn't Schultz's.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no building there, as far as I know. It was just the big Beers' place,
Seemed to me to have three stores right in the same place seemed strange.
Schultz took over Beers' place, but as far as any other building, I don't recall.
You
of
don't
course.
Remember
I mean, I live so far up in the woods, I don't know.
No,
we didn't
but
get
by
to town very often.
Yeah, but by that time you would have lived.
I can remember when Mober built their store, but I don't remember any other building.
You remember when Lober built the store?
Yeah, I remember when they started that. Oh.
Now that's where the Shell gas station now is, at the corner of Nacho Road and Route 80.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you remember the building being built?
Well, I mean, it was their home, wasn't it? And then they
converted like the first store.
I think they made it into a store.
Yeah. When I moved to town, somebody was running a baby shop in that store that had been the grocery store before. Yeah, baby store. I remember buying a a little gift for a new baby at the time.
Store?
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't Lover's anymore. Somebody
else had it. Jim Dwyer took it off. But Jim Dwyer, they're the last ones there that I know.
Oh.
Jim and Pauline Dwyer. Oh. I don't recall any baby shop.
I remember buying a baby gift there for somebody. Jeez, I wonder.
I mean, I don't know what Pauline had in there besides. I don't know. Because Freddie was my youngest. So I used to take him down there. You know, and he'd a pest. He'd a reason.
You mean Freddie was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd go in the store and Pauline wouldn't be there and he'd say, "Where's the lady?" Jim and Charlie keep on talking. Where's the lady? Keep on talking. Where's the lady? She used to get a big kick out of that. He's got one just as bad.
Freddie does?
Oh, God. But now he's getting to be 13. He's getting better. He takes them to the store with him and he's going to have them so they know how to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The youngest one, I don't think he's much with his hands, but the one used to come here and crawl the wall. He's driving crazy. Now if he's...
Well, when you say bad, you don't mean it was a bad boy. You just mean it was very active.
And he was overactive.
wants somebody to pay attention, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
One time, the Joneses, Charlotte, you remember, that was Robert's daughter, Charlotte. Robert Jones. We used to go out together, so we were going to the swim one day. And, of course, of all days, he decides he'd take the day off. So their kids started singing "Down Dixie, Down Dixie." So then Freddie got on the ball and he kept it up. Ron, he turned around and he said to Fred, "Don't keep quiet, I'm going to put you out." And Freddie called him Baldy. I said, "Freddie, that's not nice." He says, "Well, he is bald, isn't he?"
that's what kids will do. They're truthful about it.
But Freddie and this boy, still great friends.
Oh, good.
Freddie lives in Killingworth, and he lives in the trailer court there in Killingworth somewhere. And he used to come every morning, every Sunday morning for breakfast, but finally, Linda, after I don't know how many years, she told him, "Wouldn't it be nice if you came every other Sunday?" You don't bring his wife.
Oh.
He just comes himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess I cut him down.
So Freddie's one of your sons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is it Frederick?
That's the youngest one. That's one of the triplets.
Uh-huh. Oh, you could tell us about how it is to have triplets.
Okay.
But start with your older son. That's Ray.
Well, I lost the first one. It was Charlie. It was 2 years and something. Second one's Raymond.
Yeah.
Walter. Frederick.
Now, those are the triplets?
No. The triplets, the two girls, Pat, didn't make it.
Oh.
Only weighed a pound. One of them lived a few hours, and the other one. And Pretty was the biggest. He laid crossways up here.
Oh.
The doctor had to go up there with his hand.
Oh.
I said, "Was that the doctor's hand?" I could feel my fingers.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, he had to. He was lodged right across."
Oh.
Yeah. And I did that, but I heard the water splashing on the floor, and I said, "Is that all that coming from me?" He said, "Yes, it's just like the oil well your husband bought last year. All water." So they just put me out at the last minute when, just as his hands went up inside, and then they had to put me out. Of course, they were so small. But, Betty was the biggest. He weighed 210.
So neither of the girls survived?
No.
Oh.
No.
There 210 is all he. Oh.
He stayed in the hospital from February to May, I think. He had to be 5 pounds and what is it, so many ounces before they let him out, you know.
Oh. Well, did you know you were going to have triplets before you?
Oh, yeah. I had the ego x-rays. Dr. McGuire, he's since passed away. He was young, but he lost a leg in the service. I don't know. He was never. He said, "You better sit down."
So they knew it was triple. That's why you were in the hospital too.
Yeah, I was in there a few days before they came. And he stuck in there too.
Yeah. Well, that was a rough break. If you don't mind my asking, what happened with Charles? You said he was 2 years old.
I think he had a strep throat or something. I don't know.
So he was sick.
Yeah, we rushed him to the hospital, but he didn't make any sort of bleeding from the...
Oh, that's sad. Well, we took a big skip from you having children from your high school years to you having children. There was some things that happened in between that. You don't remember that store that he described. You remember Lober's and Beers. And the men used to hang out at Beers?
Yeah, well, not when Beers owned it. Maybe it was after Schultz got it. I don't know.
What was Mr. Beers' first name? I'm confused.
Arnold. No, her second husband's name was Earl.
Earl.
Right. Earl Beers, yeah.
Both of her husbands were named Earl.
Where did the Arnold come in? Was her second husband Earl?
Earl Arnold, yeah. Ruth Beers' second husband was Earl Arnold.
His last name was Arnold.
Yeah. Was her first husband's name Earl? Mm-hmm. Was it Earl Beers? Was he the one who ran the store, or was it Earl Beers' father?
Oh, I suppose the father did.
Yeah.
In the beginning, but.
But then Earl Beers.
Then the son
took it over.
They just had the one son. He died. He was very, very smart. He died. He was senior at Yale.
Oh.
He was only 18 or so.
I don't know. This was Earl and Ruth Beers' son.
Yeah.
And he, Earl Beers, was the town clerk. And Ruth was the assistant town clerk, right?
I don't remember that properly. It could be.
You only remember their associate them with the store. You don't associate with them with
the... Yeah, well, the later years, I know she was town clerk.
She was town clerk, but you don't remember him being town clerk. Or you weren't interested in politics at the time.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so interested now.
No. I was interested in when you said about the men hanging around the store, but that would be when Richard Schultz took it over, or was it Richard Schultz's father?
Father, probably.
Oh, so that was another instance where from father to son
they had a
store. Oh, I see, because I remember Richard Schultz having a store, but I don't remember
Dick,
his father.
Dick Schultz. Well, that would be Richard too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But they called it Dick Schultz's store?
Well, I don't know if they call it Dick Schultz's store, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you were talking about the owner of the store, you called him Dick.
Yeah, I think
about it,
they called Dick.
Yeah, I see. And did he run the same kind of an operation in the store as Beers had? I mean, did they sell the same things?
Yeah.
And, was it a grocery store, or was it a general store?
Grocery store, as I know. I don't remember.
You could go in there and get a hammer too, or not? Piece of hardware or something. No? Or thread? Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, something a woman would be buying. Would you get the material and the thread
know.
There?
I just remember groceries.
You just remember groceries.
Yeah.
Oh. And was Lober's the same? Did they carry the same merchandise?
Oh, yeah.
They were also grocery store?
Yeah, and then she also ran a restaurant on the porch around the outside.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
People come out from New Haven,
for
meals.
Now, this is Pauline, did you say?
No.
Ooh.
This is Mrs. Lober.
Okay, but yeah, I don't know what Mrs. Lober's name is.
Elsie, wasn't it? Her daughter's name is Elsie Frawley. It's Elsie Jones now. She lives on Natural Road. And I'm pretty sure the mother's name is Elsie, too.
Oh, you got you said somebody was Charlotte Lober Jones.
Well, that was the second daughter.
And they both married somebody named Jones?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, so that's what confused me.
No,
okay.
Elsie married a Frawley from East Haven, and then some years later, she was working in New Haven Hospital, and she met this Jones. He was the head of the big shot in the Blue Cross.
Oh,
and so they wound up with the same last name.
Oh, okay, that's what confused me. Cause,
yeah.
All right, so their mother, Charlotte and Elsie's mother,
ran a restaurant.
And you think the mother's name was Elsie, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she ran a restaurant on the porch would be a summer place then, or was it closed in?
It was all closed in, yeah. Oh. But I mean, there's all the people come out and wave, and I had enjoyed the meal there. I never ate too many times there, but one of the fellow's men eventually boarded with them down in Florida. You know, he and his wife used to come out on Sundays for meals.
So
he boarded down in Florida with them.
You don't know what they called it, Lober's Restaurant?
I don't know if it had any special name in that.
Oh, I never heard about that.
The girls went to pharmacy school, and their thought was to put a pharmacy in there, but they never ever did. But they both graduated from pharmacy school.
Charlotte and Elsie did?
Yeah.
Was the post office in there?
Probably. Where else would it be? I don't know.
In Beers.
Yeah, it could be one or the other.
Yeah. Oh. You don't really remember, though.
Of course, Beers was here first, so it could have been Beers, you know.
I thought the post office was in Lober's when I first moved down
here.
Gave
up,
But where
it came from before that, I don't know.
What was where the Central Shopping Center is? What was there? Across from Queerfields.
Yeah.
You don't remember anything there? Probably a house or something, maybe.
Well, there was a big house there. Well, what's there now? Right near the edge of the road, that's where the Walsh family lived. Was a great big house, and it was quite a family, and that's where they used to hold the Catholic Church before they built.
Before they built a church?
They used to hold services in Walsh's.
Were you a church going family?
Well, we weren't Catholic, no. We went to the Congregational Church. I'm still on the Congregational.
You're right, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it didn't necessarily
have... We went to the church.
But you remember the Catholic Church starting in the other one. Would you remember the church burning then? Do you remember the church fire?
No. I mean the Congregational Church, you know.
Yeah.
No. I don't know when that was.
I think they built the new one in 1908, so...
That's the year I was born.
Is that the year you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, of course you wouldn't remember.
No. Hardly.
You're younger than my mother. Oh.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I figured I am. I may look older.
No,
I know that she uses a walker now too.
Yes, she's very happy with it, but she felt she was going to fall.
Oh yeah,
so
safer. She feels
secure.
I think I had another compression fracture in my back, and so I couldn't walk. We were out in Groton, or out near the military academy. His granddaughter invited us for the weekend. And I was feeling, you know, not too good in the legs. And, of course, they own two vans. Of course, John blames it on getting into the van, but you know that I had it to start with.
Yeah.
I must have got another compression in my back. The doctor says I fell, but I don't remember falling.
Well, you'd remember if you fell.
Well, way back in August when I picked raspberries, I fell, but that was from August to October.
Yeah.
It's an awful long time showing up. Of course, I had two before that, But he thought I fell again. And so we went to a football game, and then on Sunday night, they had their Halloween party. And he finally told Jim he'd have to build a stool so I could get in the van. He blamed it on climbing the van, but it could have aggravated it, too. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So then one morning, I didn't go to church with him. I stayed home. When I got home here, the next morning, I ordered a wheelchair, and I used it for a month. But when I went to Dr. Adams first, and she didn't know. So then I went to a bone specialist, because I knew what it was, you know. And he said, get rid of that wheelchair. What you need is a cane. He said, let me see you walk.
So
he said, you need a cane. Sometimes I can walk without it. In fact, in Florida, I was doing well. I could walk couple of blocks to the clubhouse and back.
Yeah, oh, good.
And I have a book on standing tall, you know, all about osteoporosis.
Oh, I see.
And, but then I woke up, and this leg here, this leg has bothered me ever since. So Eileen made an appointment for me, but it isn't until tomorrow. But I know you can't do nothing. All you can do is take aspirin, that's all you can do. And it takes about 3 or 4 months to build new bones in the back, I guess, as they call it. Yeah. The word for it. I don't know where I put the book.
Yeah.
But I don't think, unless I ask the druggist, yes, he says it could be sad. I said, my leg is swollen down here, but up here in the groin is where the trouble seems to be. This morning was sore as a boil up there, but after a while it got sore. Yesterday I was out. John caught me, come on.
You aggravated it.
He ran down and he came down. Get in the house. I'll be out in the rain. I said, it's not rain. The sun is out and I'm supposed to get the sun. So I asked the doctor.
There wasn't much sun yesterday.
I know. Well, it was out a minute too. In Florida, I wanted the cod liver oil from the druggist. And I didn't want the liquid. I wanted the pills, and he didn't have the pills or something. So he said, I'm supposed to get this. My vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
So all you need is 10 minutes a day for 3 days in a week.
Yeah.
But this week you sure hell didn't get it.
No sun this week.
But when I first had, or the second time I had the compression fracture, he put me on Oscal 500 and 50,000 units of vitamin D. You know, that's why I figured I had to have the vitamin D to go in there, but... give to me anymore. When I went back,
it's a different doctor, or he's giving you a different treatment.
Doctor. This was down in Florida. I didn't want to go to him because I always get mixed up when I go around the hospital there. He's moved, but the last time I did go up there, he says, "Get up on the table." And I got up on the table. He says, "Oh, you're all right." And Dr. Greenwald says, "As long as I was healthy, otherwise, he figured I'd be all right." But he didn't. I was, as I say, I was doing good, and all of a sudden.
So you're going to the same doctor tomorrow that you had before?
Well, I went to Dr. Adams, but she didn't. I don't know, she got on the phone. She sent me for x-rays, and I know my back is all shot, you know. And
what about Dr. Adams? She's about your age, right?
At least.
At least? Really?
But John's queer. He figures I should go to a women doctor. I said, what the hell, these men, they don't give a damn what you know. They don't see that.
Yeah.
But to satisfy him, I went to Dr. Adams.
Yeah.
I had a physical.
That's Elizabeth Adams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is she, Guilford or Madison?
Guilford,
Guilford.
Right on the green there, you know.
Yeah.
That's where, right.
Well, and she still has a full practice?
She says she doesn't take any new patients.
Oh.
But she did take me, and I had a physical last year. Then I had diarrhea once, and I called her up, and she recommended some, you know, she called the druggist and gave me some pills. So then when this happened, I went to her. She sent me for x-rays, and she said I had arthritis. Well, arthritis may come after it, but that's what I got, is osteoporosis. I know what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So then I went to a bone specialist, Dr. Greenwald in Brantford, and that's what I'm going to.
Well, she says she doesn't take new patients. Well, how long have you been going to her?
Yeah, she took me.
Well, you were a new patient for?
No.
Oh,
yeah, I was a new patient, but she took me, but she said she didn't take any more. She took me anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, she had mostly old.
Yeah. Oh, mostly older people?
I did see some young lad with a leg bandaged up coming out of there one day, so I don't know, I think it was some family. I don't know. But anyway, when Eileen and I come back there, she was talking to us, the phone rang, and she didn't come back, so we didn't know whether she was coming back. We said, the hell with her, and we left.
Oh.
You know? I didn't know whether she was through talking to us or not.
Oh.
So then I went to this Dr. Greenwald, who is...
I've never seen her, but I've heard about her.
Well, she's, tall, lanky, enough to don't believe in having any weight on her at all.
Oh.
You know, the first thing she goes after is the weight.
Oh, yeah.
She's sort of mannish looking. I don't think she ever got married, was she? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether it's Miss or Mrs. Adams. Yeah.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I guess John probably knows her from the connection with the fire department. But,
yeah.
That's where Dr. McGuire used to be, on that same street, you know.
When you graduated from commercial, did you get a job someplace, or?
Yeah, I worked at, well, it used to be Glazer's. Remember Glazer's on Chapel Street?
No.
Then it changed to Glazer's daughter married a Whitehead or something like that, and then so Whitehead.
What
was it the other
It was
way
a
around.
Retail store?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What did they sell?
I worked the office.
Oh, what did they sell?
Oh, it sold everything, dry goods.
Oh, dry goods store.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, no, I don't remember Glazer's.
Yeah.
I remember Schartenberg's and Stanley's. That's what I remember.
I was supposed to, I was never very good at typing, and I mean at shorthand, you know, but then we had an Irishman there. I think he was under the weather most of the time, but anyway, he used to go over the whole thing, you know, after I, maybe with him anyway, you know?
Yeah, oh, sure.
He didn't like that Jew the way he dictated, you know what I mean? So he would rewrite. Then I would type it up. But I also had to okay the charge accounts.
Where was Glazer's? On Chapel Street, did you say?
Yeah, down the lower part, down towards State Street.
Towards State Street, near Schartenberg's or Stanley's then?
Schartenberg's. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, what's
I
down
don't remember
there now?
The name of Schartenberg's, I can't remember. It was in that first block.
The first block was Schartenberg's was on the green side. And Stanley's was right across the street from it. Maybe Glazer's was the name of it before it was one of those stores.
I think this was a smaller one, Schartenberg's, I think. I do remember the name Schartenberg's, but I can't.
Bassett's Hardware was down there.
Who went into Schartenberg's after Schartenberg's?
I think nobody did.
The
building was torn down.
The store of some kind. But that was on the other opposite side.
Stanley's became something else.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of Stanley's.
Yeah.
Who was that before it was Stanley's?
I don't know.
I know. Yeah. Wait, what?
Was it Bassett's Hardware was down in that block? No, you don't remember that either?
Well, Paul bought Raymond a shirt that was in he didn't wear it. He said, "You get what you pay for." this other store was, and finally went out of business. He started one up in Derby, I think. You know, Whitehead or, I don't know, Whitehead first or Glazer, but there was some connection there anyway.
And you were the office help?
One of the office help.
Yeah. And you went by trolley then, too, from North Brantford?
Well,
did you live in North Brantford when you were working in New Haven?
No, I mean, well, I was going with Charlie at that time, and he used to drive and we used to take in a few people with us.
Oh, I see.
You know, he drove and...
Oh, no, did Charlie already have his eyeglass business by that
no,
time?
No, he worked for Fritz and Hollies and Harvey and Lewis.
Oh,
until the war, and then he worked 3 days for Dr. Jones and 3 days for I don't know, it was Fritz and Hollies, I guess, or one or the other.
Uh-huh. So he went into his own business after the Second World War, then?
When Dr. Jones retired, he took over.
Oh, he took
what
over.
What was left of it. By that time... All these places opened up on the outskirts where you could park. Who wanted to come downtown? You know?
Oh,
but not only that, but they were used to coming in there and having their eyes examined and the glasses made all in place. Well, of course, Jolly didn't examine eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So then he had to have somebody,
an association with somebody else who did.
Oh, what was the name of that one in East Haven? You know his name?
Oh, Shofi?
Yeah. He took him in.
Oh.
That was the biggest mistake of his life. He got him through Dr. Donatio. He rented part of Dr. Donatio's business, see? So Donatio thought, well, he's a good job. But I think when they separated, I think he took the customers with him. Then he had a Dr. Miller who finally had his own place out in Hamden.
And he
used to come down by appointment, you know. But by that time, as I say, people were going to go where they could park. And
where did was he a North Brantford person?
No, he came from New York, Brooklyn.
Oh, because I was wondering where he went to school to learn that.
No, Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how did you meet him?
Well, we were out on strike, and he would come up and meet with him with the Lobers.
He was out on strike for what?
For an optician business, I guess.
The opticians went on strike?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether there's no work. Don't ask me why they were.
Oh.
I don't recall why.
Oh. And so he came out to...
He was living with Gus.
Oh. Over the store.
No, no, Gus. Remember, Gus had the little place right under the river where the Episcopal Church is now.
Oh, what kind of a place? You mean a house?
Well, if you call it a house. It wasn't really a house.
Okay, well, was this the brother of the lover that ran the store?
Yeah, and they never seemed to hitch it off somehow or other.
Oh. You don't know the name of the Lober that ran the store. I guess
Charlie.
I thought that was Gus.
That was Charlie.
Oh, that was Charlie Lober. Oh,
yeah. I don't think you put down anything except Elsie, did you?
Yeah, that's right. I only put Elsie's name, yeah.
Well, she actually ran the store. You know what they always say?
What?
He started the first self-service gas station. People used to help themselves and then go in and pay them. Too damn lazy to go out. He did. That's what he did. They helped himself.
I want to get back to this again too. But that reminds me, when you said about a gas station, that little building down where the Coulter, where Lila Coulter, Lila and. Gas station, I mean of the store on the wall in this town clerk's office, it showed a pump in the front of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember them gas. I know how I did, and they used to help themselves and couldn't pay for it. He wouldn't move off his chair. She was the worker.
That's cute, yeah. So Gus Lover, okay. So your husband,
had a little shack by the river. I don't know how many rooms it was in it, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he had a greenhouse there too. I don't think he had a greenhouse. I don't think.
On the Episcopal Church side of that.
Yeah, right near the river. Right near the river. And he's the one that sold the property to the Episcopal Church.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then after he died, he left the property to Elsie and...
His sister-in-law?
His niece.
Oh, the younger Elsie.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
To his niece and nephew, Fritzy, from New York.
Uh-huh.
That was from relative, too.
Oh.
And he left it to them, so when it came time to Elsie, I don't know, but anyway, but Elsie gave him the money, half the money for it. But that had been sold before, and the will hadn't been changed, and I know Elsie gave. But what shall I got? I don't know if she got anything out of Gus, you know.
So Gus never was a married man himself?
No.
Oh,
I see. He used to have a girlfriend, but he never got married.
So he had boarders there, and your future husband somehow...
No, he didn't have no boarders. He just came up and stayed with them.
Oh, I see. It wasn't it wasn't a business arrangement.
Oh, no,
it just
no,
was
no,
a
no, just
friend
a friend
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, no, he didn't have no room.
No. Oh, okay.
I don't know how much room was in there. I don't know if it was ever in there. Was it had a living room and a bedroom? I don't know what it had, but it wasn't much there. It was right
so
the
how'd you
there.
Meet Charlie?
I don't know.
You don't even remember?
Around the store there somewhere, I suppose, you know.
In the store at the same time or something.
Yeah.
But then you said he had a car, and he drove you and other people to work?
Yeah. Elsie. I'm not Elsie. She's still living too. What is her name? Ellen. Ellen Johnson. Now she's married to another neighbor. I couldn't believe it. I went to a funeral and then they said, tell me that she was married, and there was Frank Sheppy there too, and I said, well, not to each other, because they were neighbors, you know what I'm saying? But they had both lost their, you know.
Do you know how to spell Sheppy?
S-H-E-P-P-Y, I guess.
S-H-E-P-P-Y?
I guess.
Oh, because Andy mentioned a Sheppy too.
Yeah, they lived up on, you go up the other way, up by Gidney's, you know, up that street, that way.
Great Hill Road?
But it all came around the same thing.
Yeah. Great Hill Road, do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lived more on this
Sheppies
side.
Sheppies lived up there?
And Johnson's and Sheppies and Otlet's, I guess.
What's the other name? Johnson, Sheppy, and what?
Otlet. You know, that's a German name, but I don't know how they spell it.
Oh.
I think maybe, oh, Anderson's, but they live sort of in between, I mean, further, nearer, well, I don't know, halfway between our place, I would say, and halfway between the others. Hmm.
So, oh, so Ellen and Johnson and Frank Sheppy were two of the other people that he drove into New Haven?
No, just Ellen.
Just Ellen.
Oh. Ellen.
You and Ellen.
Just some
of
the other two, but I can't remember. Yeah, you know, people in the car.
Well, that, not a lot of people had cars at that time.
No.
So that was unusual.
Yeah,
to have a friend that had.
It was probably cheaper to, you know, they used to pay him something, I guess. In those days, you didn't worry too much about insurance, I guess.
Yeah.
Today, you wouldn't dare.
Yeah, right. So he'd drive you into New Haven and drive you home again?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I don't know where the others worked, because I worked for, well, like I say, worked there, and then Ellen was working for Bullard's, so she told me there was a job opening in Bullard's as a, running a bookkeeping machine. I said, I never saw a bookkeeping machine. Well, she said, that's all right, just stop over there in Burroughs and have them show you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the money was double, practically, when I was getting there.
Oh.
And there was another girl working on the books that just broke me in, you know, even though I didn't know nothing about it.
You mentioning the bookkeeping machine reminds me of my sister-in-law, because that's what she did when she was working prison. And when she was young, she used to come by trolley to North Branford to the dances.
Oh.
She says they had the greatest dances in North Branford, and that's where they'd go on a Friday or a Saturday night to North Branford to a dance.
Old-fashioned dances.
I don't know. I didn't know what kind of dances she meant. I never thought to ask her about it.
I only recall old-fashioned dancing.
You mean like square dancing?
I don't know some others before that. Could have been.
Yeah, well, my sister-in-law would have been probably, what did you say, you were born in 1908? She's about your age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 5 years younger, maybe. Yeah. And you don't remember the dances that you would have been talking about, huh?
No, it was the same place that we... senior citizens used. That was where the hall was, you know, that's where they danced.
I think she did say it was that hall, yeah.
But I...
It's not anything you went to?
Not too much, no. Or versus old-fashioned.
Somebody said also there was dances over Beer's store on the second floor?
I don't know. The Grange always met there, and all events were up there, I guess, at that time. So.
Oh, but you don't remember anything over Greer's store either.
No,
didn't go to him.
I may have gone to the Grange some.
Did you always belong to the Grange since you were young?
I don't know. We've been a long time, but I don't have any certificates, I don't think.
Oh, you'd have a 50-year certificate.
Yeah, I don't think I do. No, maybe I never went there. I know the Grange met there, but I don't... I forgot all about the car party the other day. I was looking, I found the tickets right through.
Yeah.
I don't drive at night, so I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to drive it. Driving at night is hard.
I had this one, the left eye, I had a transplant put in that one, but I was going to have the other one done, but I see to read pretty well, so the only thing is that if I could guarantee I could drive at night, if I had this one done, I would consider it, but I'm not sure. See, what happens right now with cataracts, everything flares up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when we used to go to Killingworth to my son's, you don't meet one car, you don't meet nothing, then you meet three or four together, you know. I'd have to stop, I couldn't see. It was blind shit. So I thought once maybe down Florida I could, because it's a divided highway, but I didn't try it. In fact, John's getting a pain. He's so afraid. He holds on to the season. I said, the hell with it. I had to go to church and go shopping.
Has John lived here all his life?
No, he's from Brooklyn, too.
He's from Brooklyn, too.
They came up, and his uncle was the Walters. and he came upstairs and went.
Which Welch? You mean the Welch where the house,
yeah,
where they had the Catholic church?
Yeah.
That's John's uncle?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he came up there, and then he got him a job up Trap Rock when he was about 17 or so.
Oh. So John probably lived in that house where they...
Oh, yeah. He boarded there for years. Before until he got married, I guess.
Oh.
But there's not many of the Welches left, I guess. Johnny Welch died a year or so ago.
Oh.
Who is old? I don't know about Pat. Some of them went into then were become nuns, but maybe I guess there is a sister. I don't know what they call her. She was Sister Wilfrida? Used to be Nora. Nora. Last year, John had a reunion. And his sister Agnes, she lives in St. Petersburg. She insisted on going to see Sister Wilfrida, but they didn't stay long. Bob took him in, you know. Bob Sarge took her in.
Yeah.
But whether she's the only one living there, could be. There was quite a number of them, you know.
Sister Wilfrida was a Welsh?
She was Nora.
Yeah, Nora Welsh.
She was my age. She's my age, I guess, because I remember her inviting me. She went to St. Mary's, and she invited me to some affair. I went with her.
Yeah. And Pat was a
brother.
That's a brother.
Oh,
Patrick.
Oh, yes. Oh, Thomas is still living. Thomas is the youngest one. Mm-hmm. Well, we lived up there where, as they say, where Curfills were, and Pat and Thomas used to live over.
Yeah.
He came over to the house, you know, and his hair was just a bunch of curls, and we used to say, when are you going to get those hair cut? And he said, when the birdies sing in the spring. So that's right, Thomas is, because he came out to the reunion.
Uh-huh.
He lost his wife, and he brought up his children. Himself.
When you say he came out, where is he living?
He lives in New Haven somewhere.
New Haven, someplace.
Sister Wilfrida is stationed in New Haven, too, somewhere. I don't know just what place, because I didn't pay attention, because John said, you're not going to take her in. So she got Bob to take her in.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You don't know what the parents of these young people, what their names were, do you? The Welch.
Oh. Father's name was James, but
James.
Oh God, I heard John's always his aunt, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if we can get John to remember some of that for us one of these days.
Because he always mentions his name, but just doesn't want to come to me.
Yeah.
Probably a real Irish name, I think. But, I talked with John about the church. See, they were the original ones that made the money, sold fireworks, and everything, raised the money. And his uncle started. But then when this Father Riley came, forget all those. You know, he built this church up here. You don't want to know nothing about those the original. When they had something going on, they didn't even ask John. Or he couldn't make it to practice, so they didn't. That's the way it is, you know what I mean? They forget the original ones, you know.
Yeah.
Now this one, new priest here, he, the hell with everybody else, he's got his own.
He
conducted a very nice service yesterday, that was very nice.
Oh, yes.
Even though I don't, I mean, and that makes any difference to me, but I mean, a lot of them don't approve of that woman, you know. She's a divorced woman with two children, you know.
Mrs. Creedell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Grown boys and all.
Yeah.
She's up on the altar. In fact, she precedes him up.
Is she married again?
Yes.
Who was it you said the funeral that you went to yesterday? That was Alice.
Mary Fair.
Mary. Oh, I thought it was Alice.
We always knew her as Betty. That's why my son called me up. He wouldn't know if I knew it. I said, yes, I didn't call him. I figured that they would call him, you know?
Uh-huh.
So he called and made sure I knew it.
He
just about caught it. He said, so he came home work and he went to the funeral parlor.
Why, was this somebody that your son knew? I mean, it wasn't your, was she a friend of your son?
Well, his children, Tommy and Raymond, were friends. And we always took Betty to the bingo with us.
Oh, okay. Well, what generation is Betty?
I mean, she's my age. She's
your age.
She's a year older than I am.
Oh.
Oh. The children, Tommy and...
Oh, I see.
And Tommy and Raymond were always friends.
I see, okay.
And when we went to the bingos, we used to go to St. Teresa's, so we picked Eddie up on our way. So then...
Why would you go to St. Teresa's?
Because Betty lived on Valley Road, and we could just pick Betty up, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was a small bingo. I don't know. I never go up here.
Oh, to bingo.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So we had to bingo every week, and when I didn't go, when I stopped driving, and Raymond would take Paula and Betty when I was home. So then he stopped, and Red had a stroke a couple of years ago. He's in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
So then he stopped, and Tommy or somebody would be sitting with his...
Yeah, with his father.
So Raymond visited. So that's why I'm surprised that they didn't call Raymond, you know?
Yeah.
I suppose you got so much on your mind. Upstate New York and downtown New York and,
So, is her husband, was her husband still living now too then?
Charles Ware, yes.
Yeah, he's still living.
They didn't bring him.
Oh.
He's in a wheelchair. He had the visiting nurse come in and take care of him.
Valley Road.
And his son lives across the street and his daughter on the same, first house on the same street, next door. So they take care of him and the nurse comes in.
Yeah.
You know, well, he's bright. I mean, he's, you know, Betty was getting so she was a little...
Confused.
Yeah. I think, you know, she goes to bingo and they announce it, and then first thing you know, she wouldn't know what they were playing.
Because
I hadn't seen her since I came back to Florida. I hadn't seen her in six months. But I talked to her on the phone, and she sounded very good. Even though she said she had a cold for 3 weeks. But she would not leave those damn cigarettes alone. Andy will not give them up. You know, he won't
Andy Christian?
He will not go on bus trips because he can't smoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One time my granddaughter was there, and she thought because she got her grandmother to stop, she was going to make him stop. He got mad as hell at her.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't have no kid told him. But she thought...
Smoking is awful hard to quit.
Right. He said there was a trip going to... Not the one to Canada. Yeah, he was going to go. He found out he couldn't smoke. So I guess his wife and Rita Wall are going.
Oh, I see.
But he won't go.
Oh, I didn't know what the problem was there.
Maybe just you and I don't know.
So Betty Fair was a smoker too?
Yeah. She went in the hospital once before because she couldn't breathe. But she wouldn't stop for a while, but first thing you know, she was... But got the whole family smoke, you know, it's hard, you know, they come in and smoke around her. And she was never an eater. I don't think it was much trouble. They didn't have any calling hours or anything. I don't think there's probably, you know, he was all skinny anyway, and then being sick so long, I mean. Yeah.
Well, the Fair family's been in town forever, haven't they?
Yeah, they were originally from New York, too, I think.
They're New York people, too.
I mean, the...
Yeah. What drew the people from New York?
Well, the Trap Rock, I guess, a lot.
The Trap Rock.
Well, I think they had a place up. Somewhere else in New York, a Trap Rock up there, and then I guess they sent them down here somewhere.
Oh, I see. Oh, I wondered. I didn't think to ask Andy that, because Andy's family came from New York, too,
I don't know where they worked. The Trap Rock, John probably knows, because he worked there since he was 17. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't think any of Andy's family said... I mean, Andy did not say that his family worked at Trap Rock.
No, I don't
but maybe
know.
They had friends.
I don't know
who
what
came
they did. I didn't know them. Well, Charlie always made his mother's glasses, and he used to go there with the glasses, you know. But that's all I. Then I remember Andy as a kid, somewhat, you know, but not.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean Andy's mother's glasses?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we've about talked out. Unless you can think of anything that happened in old time, you don't remember much about your family moving out of the area where Trap Rock. I mean, where
I know that they had to move out, and that's why somehow they got together with this coal and they bought this farm over there in Guilford together.
Yeah.
But how my father made out for the fire, I don't know. I just know that.
And you don't know who your mother and father were renting. You don't remember who owned that land there.
What? that old homestead?
Who owned the land that
day? Well, I don't know. It seems to me there was Rose, some Rose, but I don't know what.
Oh. It was a Rose family.
Yeah, I think it was a Rose.
Oh.
But who they rented directly from, I don't know.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah. And did you watch the dam being built at all? You don't remember that? Didn't interest you at the time, yeah. Well, you told us a lot of interesting stuff here, especially about the stores and the restaurant. This is
self-service
gas station. That's cute. Yeah. This is a form that the historical. See, this tape is going to be given to the Historical Society, and somebody might listen to it someday and.
They have that thing on the 11th. Did you get it in the mail yesterday? Is it an open house?
Yeah.
Eileen will never make it. She's supposed to be in charge of something. Since I'm from home in Florida, I haven't seen her. You know, she went to the hospital. She had stoppage in the bowels or something.
Oh, she's not.
She said she still can't walk, she said.
Oh, the poor girl.
But they took her in.
If somebody drives you, can you go? If I come up and pick you up, would you like to come? I'll come up and pick you up. Oh, they'd love to have you come, I'm sure.
What is it, on the 11th?
It's Tuesday. It's the regular Grange night.
Oh, this is historical.
The Historical Society is?
Oh, where did it go? I was here yesterday. Yeah, they have open house.
Oh. Well, I'll be happy to bring you to that, too, because I'm going to that, too.
Well, that's the 11th,
but the 12th is the Grange, and that's when the people who were... The people who are making these tapes, they've invited all of them to come to the Grange on Tuesday.
Well, this is a historical society, and Eileen was supposed to have charge of somebody. Yesterday I was talking to her.
Oh, yes, she was, that's right. Okay, yes, they got a program on Monday, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Brad is going to talk about the loom.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Pierce is bringing a replica of the Little Red Schoolhouse that he's giving to them.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
yeah. That's on Monday.
Oh, that's right, John put it on the desk.
Grange is on Tuesday. That's when where they're going to turn the tapes over to the Historical Society on Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I'll be happy to bring it to either one or both.
I go, John, I want to go too.
Sure, why not? Good, that'd be great. Well, anyway, they would like to have your signature on this. You want to read it? Have you got your glasses there? I'll read it to you if you.
I hereby give and grant to the Totoka Historical Society as a domestic, is it?
No,
it's a donation for the.
For their historical archives, it probably says.
And educational purposes, as the society shall determine, take recordings listed below and any transcribed made from them. Don't tell me you wrote down everything we took.
wait a minute. Let me see, which one is you? Signature of narrator, signature of interviewer. Here, you're the top one. I'm supposed to write underneath there. The date today is May 7, 1987. I appreciate very much your taking the time to.
It's Delia. I think that's the name, Walsh. Delia.
Delia Walsh. Yeah, you thought of it. Huh?
I hear him talk about his Aunt Delia.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he lived there for a good many years.
Yeah.
I don't know. He used to tell about John when he went to his pockets and took his change. Because they were... Johnny's a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And the older one was James and John.
Uh-huh.
Helen. And it was a gangham.
Helen, yes.
A Walsh, you know.
Yeah.
Walsh. Yeah, she was married to Auger, George Auger, you know.
Oh.
George and... Oh, well, George, young George, he died, didn't he? George Arthur died, young George.
I don't know.
George and what's the name of the one that has the inn up here?
Jim. That's Jim.
Oh, that's Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Jim and George. Yeah, George passed away.
Yeah.
This past year. He said he was too young to die, but it didn't make any difference. He went anyway. He was at well for a long time, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know him. I know Jim, but I don't know George.
Yeah, well, he used to take care of the North Haven Cemetery there, you know, the Catholic cemetery.